figured there were at least 10 people around the chuppah, but they were here by natural voice. I guess my wife led him, do you hear me? Yeah. So I guess it's just the lesson is kind of put away from the night because it's pretty clear on the outside. But at night, what I did was, I pulled myself a foot away from the night. I'm a foot, 12 inches. Foot away from the night. And I figured there were at least 10 people around the chuppah, but they were here by natural voice. I guess my wife led him, did you hear me? Yeah. So I guess it's just the lesson kind of put away from the night because it's pretty clear on the outside. But at night, all got up over for a brother, and the foot hold the mic right on my head. Put the mic right in front of me, so I pulled back. Luckily, the middle of the brother of the foot had a special car of these brothers, the bent to get the other car to the next brother, just started, and pulled the mic completely away from me. Still good for two nights, guys. Never a dull moment in the Jewish community. Okay. Yes. I did also. As long as you have 10 people going to hear without the Ram talk. Yeah, but that question, what does that mean? What does that mean? That's a good question. What does that mean? I don't know. The word. That's the problem. I don't care about that. Today we begin the sugya of what we call sakana. Sugya, the beginning of the Sefer Ksubos, Kaf Gimel on the Vegas. The Gemara tells us that the sakana of Eila, part of a braisa, Nagu ha'am lifnos b'shlishi, lo mitu b'yodam chachamim. Despite the fact that the Mishnah tells us in the Vegas, Surah Yom Revi, all they're afraid of, something is known in the general literature as the right of the first night. What does that mean? No, explain that. Well, explain. My sakana. Elaine, but I'm in the school of Yom Revi. Hey, hurry, you're going to kill him. If you do that which the Chazal say, you're going to be killed. What do you mean, no, Hagu, to get married on Tuesday? Legari Nakre. We should uproot it completely, Rashi says. Fit me up. Takanas nefashas he. The at amris. Noagul living on the shlishi. Avamikim would be. Mekim would be. The guy below up. Mekim would be. The guy below up. The question, why is that tough? Should we say the Shasta Shmas? The Shasta Shmas would say Horog Val Yava. We'll discuss Horog Val Yava a little bit later. Amaraba de Amri Basula Nisi Amarviti Boya Le Hegmon Tchila. That was the right of the first night that the Duke would insist on the Boal every Kala who got married, he wants first crack. See, it sounds crazy. If you read about it, it's in the non-Jewish literature. That's the Gemara. They used to do it. Even a Latin phrase, which I don't remember by offhand. I forgot what it is exactly. But there's a Latin phrase that says, you know, that some of the king or the duke, the prince, is the right of the first pontiff to be with the Sisul. No. I thought it was more. I thought it was not onus. It's an onus. All right. Not, no one's going to die. It's an onus. It's an onus. Chalila Mechalas. Be nanced by this guy. Morris says, it should be Kitsnuos, the master, Nafshayel, the color, the Asher, the day, Sakonah. The Nash of Snus will refuse to submit to this guy. And as a result, they're going to be killed. That's not tough. Frank the Gemara, the Lidrish Lahu, the owner's shari. Let's tell them that's Mutta, what the owner's shari? Why is it Mutta there? Why is it Mutta? Good question. Why is it only one of the big three? Right? Shouldn't it be Din of Wat, Yehoreg, or Tehoreg, the Al Kaaba? That's the big question. That's the various reasons why it's not Yehoreg or Yah. Yeah. What's Ika Pruta? What does Ika Pruta? So Rashi says, Pruta? Ime Kalina lo Abdi Barasa in the Saras Avalan. We're afraid they're going to do it, Barasa. They want to give him a green light, you know. Viganami Kohanos. In the Saras Avalan, Rashi. Afonis. The inu matrin on shayel lemisa. It's just coming and answering. She'll fight more. She'll fight harder. An ashes come will fight harder against the goyish attacker, because not only is she a question of an issue, but she'll have to leave her husband. Say the story about the elevator. Terrible tragedy. She was in D.C. from the National Farm. Umbar, Burpa. She was in the elevator and she was killed by a goy. The way the story went, the goy wanted to leave her answer. And as far as everything else, she was married to a plane. So, this mama did exactly what we wanted. And what would happen otherwise if she was married to the story? I don't know. But the point of what we pieced together, she refused to submit to the guy. And said, what's the wife of the guy? I said, divorce my husband. But she was, I'm not going to do that. Never she was like, I love that shit. I don't know. It's a crazy story. And when I was kind of the whole Arichus, not the one other way we're going, Yichud is also for Jewish men and for Goyish men for two separate reasons. For Jewish men, we're afraid that they'll get together consenting adults. Goyish men, we're afraid about us. Deal with that. When we say, wow, we live in America, it happens.
That's the general rule for all people.
That's the general rule. Answer the Gemara. So there's boots in their garments. The leg ray. That's Abuda the Kakana completely. Zera, Vida the Batla. We'll be Batla one day and the Kakana will remain. I thought there was Kakana the Rabbana. Becoming Zera, Akwina. Ah, Yaki, the Shlishi, Nami, I'll see you boil if it's fake. The same girl, without not to come on Tuesday. We think, how stupid do you think the guy is? Let's see, they will do the wedding every day. Well, Mrs. Fake, hello, Akanashi. If he's guaranteed all Jewish girls get married on Wednesday, every Wednesday comes in as a good time. It's part of his weekly calendar. Once he starts playing with it, they make it Tuesday, make it Wednesday, there's no way, it's Jewish anyway. I'm not my goyish shit too, so I don't have to borrow from. That's what it says. That's the suit. Okay. Now, it's a big question. The first question we're going to discuss today, which I use title of the Maram HaKemis, Machnis Atzmo. What does that mean? That means a person puts himself into a situation in which you'll be in a force to violate an Avera Chamura, to show the Kuach Nefesh. Is that permissible or is that not permissible? That's the chapter.
Here, what exactly do you consider
That's the question. So, let's go slow. The question is, in this sugya, should we tell them to get married on a different day? Why should we tell them? Let's insist they get married on Wednesday. If they get married on Wednesday, they're going to have to be over to the Arayas, the onus. So what? That's an onus. The onus, you're required to be over the Yisrael. The Rambam says in the country, a person gives up his life or her life. When the halacha dictates that you're not supposed to, you're not a tzaddik, the Rambam. You're a bala avera, the chayav v'nafsho, the famous Yom Kippur Sotei HaTorah, from the Maram HaKemis. You're not permitted to do this against bala avera. You're allowed to do this. Kippur Hashem, whatever. Rambam, no. Chil Hashem. You're not permitted to do so. You're not permitted. Okay. This is the question. Why does the Gemara say that we should tell them to take a different day to get married? No! Let them get married on Wednesday. Let them get married on Wednesday. You got a little more. Let me first go to the Elder David. Pray to Pnei Yeshua. He asked the question. What do you mean, Na'akre? We should be open to Takonet Chazal Agamah. Because we have a cloud gadol. B'shas HaShmad. Notice, I don't know if you have your same gears in the back on the bottom that I have. Shmada instead of Zera, you have that? And my Gemara, the one that most of you should have. You have the Shiva tale this year. Instead of the word Zera, it's Shmada. You don't have it, I think. Apparently, when it's in Zera, it's Shasa Shmad. He didn't draw the word Shmada, that's what it was. It was obviously the Malcolm tried to kill all the Jews. So the question is as follows. You should say, Yehoram lo yarech. So let's take a look first in Hagos Ashri later to see where he asks this question more directly. Please turn to Hagos Ashri. Simon Gimel. Here it says, he says like this, he has the kashka sater, sort of the havlo. The very last few lines of the first column, page 228, he says, when it's a kona ve'elef, no go look at the stish of Israel, my sakoni, then with Rabbi Basul, this is out there, no go look at the yakli, Koloma, Kevin Shia Aku based in Leka Iser, Mishune Tzara, Shafila Mitzakali, Harva Yava. As if I am personally told to violate an Iser, even Iser Kal, which has a Shmaz, the Harva Yava, actually have to be killed rather than do an Iser, even a small Iser, which has a Shmaz. But here we're saying that Chazal should have put the Iser. Chazal should put the Iser. Chazal put the Iser, and it's known that the individual woman who is going to change the day of the wedding from Wednesday to Tuesday is not in violation whatsoever. The Elsa Zeta Pnei Yeshua. So the Gemara has a case of Arkas of the Mesanis, for a shoelace. If they give up their life for a shoelace, right? If the Goyim tell you to change the color of the shoelace. Rek the Pnei Yeshua, to let Bezim change him in Hukum. The same way he said over here. Let Bezim change the day of the wedding. Let Bezim change the medical shoelace. So the Sukkah's Dovid, one of the great Tzoramah Sukkahs, use the rule this year, because we have another case. The Dovid Kviat is the well-known Miri Yeshiva. He says like this, very nice parrot, the elder day of Kasha. If we change the wedding day from Wednesday to Tuesday, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with that. We haven't given it to the Goyim. Look, I mean, let me get married on Tuesday. But if you change the shoelace to the color which the Goyim want you to wear, which they wear, you've given in to them. You see, if I personally give in to the Goyim, I'll be on a small matter to Hervai Yad. But if the Bezin changes it, they're not giving in to the Goyim, they just changed it. But if the Bezin says, you now wear the Goyish shoelaces, they've given in, it's again your Hervai Yad. If the Bezin is married on Tuesday, they're not giving in to the Goyim, we'll just say that. Chazal say, what's Chazal Gemara's kasha? What does Chazal say? The Lidrish Lonish, the city tells us the Lidrish. The Lidrish Lonish Shari, it says tells us the second Lidrish. Aim the forest, the power of the Lidrish. The Shivloye Sakon, Ela Onis. Ramai told me Sakon of Ela, how will I be an Onis there? No. It came my Mishana Mishim Kutis. So I feel a little ashamed of the Onis Shari, Lo Mastri Nashai. The Dapit Snuas are meaning the Master Nafshayim. The Yogi Kirish of Brutus, Yanik, and Laharat, at Snuas. I love you, Perusha. The Lidish Lon Ashari, what should we tell him? The Kaiba, the Lekha Sakana, Amai, Lo Mikul, Biyadam, Chachami. Chazal should have said, you must get married on Wednesday and submit to the God. Mishani, Mishenach and Ami, you're right, they should have done. Only Bishop Brutus, Lo Mikul, Mishim Kahana, Lo Mikul. only reason why we're going to change the day, because otherwise the Kohanis will die and the Kutz will be over the Rosh. But if not for that, we would in fact take a married on Wednesday. See, the Kutz is also the Adam, the Hafnis, the Atmo, the Muk. Wait, okay. It's Mut of the Adam, the Hafnis, the Atmo, the Muk, Sakana, which will necessitate it to be over in Aveira. That's a little fun. That's a public show, my Simon Yudbek. But to put yourself with the Mafal Sakana, like getting married on Wednesday, they're going to do a terrible Aveira of Gili Arai. Why should it be? So Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ora suggests it should depend upon the famous Shiloh. We discussed all of this here in Afnen. The Shiloh Hutra and Bechuya. It's Pikuach Nevesh Hutra or it's Pikuach Nevesh Bechuya. If it's Hutra, so a lot of you are not going to go to that Master. So then once you went to that Master, the Hutra had to go. If it's Bechuya, it must require any trick in the world to try to get out. It's also the Hakkas of Mabon Sakhan. That's the Makhlov of Hutra and Dukhuya, which we discussed a long time ago. Since this, in other places. But that same shadow applies only about the two of them. That's what I'm going to say. The Avne Nader, I guess you see, Shin and Meish Mandala, raises an important question, a very important question. And that's the two rounds I guess you see, except the Shabbos. In the olden days, to do a Bris Mila, you had to have water when we wish to wash the baby, hot water, both before the bris and again after the bris. I guess to prevent infection. I guess that was their medicine at that time. So the question now becomes, what happens if the water spills?
Happy then.
Okay. So, what's the difference? So what's the din? So the Balamor says it's prohibited to do the Bris Mila, which will necessitate your subsequently heating up water to save the baby from danger. What does Balamor say? You have enough water to wash it before the Bris. So if you did the Bris, what would you be doing? To be machnis as atmosphere, the mother of the two of Nefesh. You create a situation, the boy will have to be the Kala Shabbos to save the life of the baby. And it's prohibited. It's postponed the Bris Mila until Sunday. Even the right now you do the Bris, no. So you know that at least if you go to Nefesh, you may not get involved in the situation in the first place. So the question is, how can you face the thing? It's against our Gemara. Our Gemara says you're allowed to get married on Wednesday, even though you know that getting married on Wednesday is going to cause you an Issa D'Oraisa of Arias, which is Mutter, Takolo, for whatever reason, because of the Pikuach Nefesh. Final half. Our Gemara is a riot against the Balamor. That's the Avnei Nezer in Siman Reish Mem Dalet and the solution on the Sefer Sukkos. Continue the question. May you put yourself in the situation where you're going to be forced later to do the Pikuach Nefesh, do an issue which will then be mutter with the Pikuach Nefesh. The Avnei Nezer quotes the Dinah of an Oracle. It's not some theory. Halacha l'maisa. It's mamash halacha l'maisa. What's that? We find in Orach Chaim Siman Reish Mem Ches with this discussion. Why? Another case which is similar. Going on a boat. The Gemara says that beginning of the first track of Shabbos, you're not permitted to go on the boat on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Why not? For a different reason. The ribs are going to get seasick. That's not the way that is. No, it takes you 3 days to get used to the world. If you go on the boat on Tuesday, by Shabbos already will be stopped being seasick.
No,
what is it? This is only Shabbos. Oh, that's the most nothing. The Balamorah is done. We're afraid of what? That you're going to have to help out on the boat doing malacha. In those days, the boat would be stranded in the middle of the ocean. Everyone could drown, or whatever, storm, and you have to start making knots and doing all kinds of things to make sails, whatever you have to do on Shabbos to get the boat to move properly. But the Gemara in Shabbos have to test the milk of mitzvahs with the old Zimline, because what Eric Stroll in the old years, when they have planes were popular, always up to prior. Don't have to be wrong. You Shaila. You can you leave on prior. So they answered, yes, it's a mitzvah. You go on Eretz Yisrael. The Mamaka mitzvah was correct. After the answer, it was the spirit. Mitzvah is the spirit of the Balamor himself. The Balamor over here says, when it comes to the Brit Milah, that a person may not do the Brit Milah because it's going to lead to a case of heating up water on Shabbos. I have Brit Milah as a mitzvah. No. You wait till Sunday. You're not meant to be machnas as atmo, the bottom of the Kuach Nefesh, even though it's a Mechava mitzvah. Yet the same about Amor. Says where? Says concerning what? Concerning, again, the two kids who balamor. Brit Milah, he says you must postpone. But going to boat on Shabbos, he says you may have bore the boat for a purpose of mitzvah. The steer in the balamor. What did you say? Correct. Jacob's good memory. The limit set for basis, 2.5 years ago, whatever it was, we discussed this issue too. And one of the reasons we answered the game was Yaakov's answer. When it comes to the case of the Brit Milah incident, Vada, we know for a fact you're going to have to heat up the water. If doctor's orders in advance, if you do a Brit, you're going to have to heat up the water. Whereas in the case of the boat, it's only a suffix, we're not sure. We don't know. Traveling shop, that's over there. I was in the room. Ain't cool with the mountain. I saw it one day. They got set up on the ground. Water. It's a different cooler. Right? That's the question. How do I go to base? I'm trying to be out. What is it about? How do I go to base? What was the test of base? The first test of oh, sure, of course. It says, thank you for reminding me. Are you allowed to chef on Yantif? And you know that when you chef, you're going to have to do Kisi Adam. You're putting yourself into a matzah. The Rana quotes this whole discussion. Thanks, right there. We mentioned this time as a serious question. Could you become a doctor? You want to have pre-med? Ooh, you follow the captain of his topics. He's not here. So, well, actually, we're going to thank you here. Okay. What's the Charlotte? Doctors today, when they're on call, when they're interns, for example, are called upon to save the lives of any patient that's presented. Jew, not Jew, but no. You may ask, it's not allowed. The mission tells us that the only physician is permitted to save lives of a Jew on Shabbos. You can't save lives of a guy on Shabbos because they're actually coming from civil suit or for the first period. In the first parak, the Gemara says in the second sukkah, the last half of the first parak, what's the case? Is it found? Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. L'hachiyosa, l'chateach ala v'sagal, l'chateach ala v'beis. Someone under a mound on Shabbos. May you work to get the person out from under the rubble. So the Gemara seems to imply if he's Jewish, yes, if he's not Jewish, not. Whole discussion. Okay, the gal, I'm sugi over here. Sugi in the last doctor, the first parent. But how could the volunteer work on Shabbos? What's the fill of Shabbos? Say, go to Yishol Ayim. At least it's not about the Mishnah Berurah. It's
agree. Don't go to Mishnah Berurah. It's kind of bad
dog. Yeah. No, I didn't say the story. Let's see. I should cross that over here. Alvin Achal and Shabbos. Da. No. I thought it was somewhere or other, the Mishnah Berurah takes a potshot at doctors who are mechallel Shabbos for going. And his punchline is that the mechallel Shabbos the Murimim Hashem Yishmerim. That's what he writes. And on the bottom they put in the Hagor, it only applies in India. I'm not kidding. Yeah, yeah. Who's they? A princess. It applies in India. Why in India? Because in India there were idol worship. It doesn't apply to that. Who put that in? I can't find it right now. Because obviously it was put in by somebody else. They even did a bad job in the take out of the Xerox. You know, they did a bad job. It's obvious that some words missing. Sat Mareb and the whole Kutris to explain that this is a fake. And someone had tampered with the print. I said I can't show it to you now. I can't find it. I'm telling you, it's in here. Here it is. I found it. Next page. Shin Lamed. The rope is manenu. I feel like Yosek Shem ain't in his harem before that. The mice and before Shabbos and Nosem come up ourselves, the Rappos of the Chavim and Mazos, the Kosh and the Shofim and the Monim and the Atman, the Ben and Al-Nashi and Snofu, the Afil and the Buk Bukal Shabbos and the Rabbonon, because of Eva, which is not sure, he said the Reis and the Vali Yosef and Kuli Alma, and Bukal and the Shabbos and the Murim and the Mezid, Hashem Yishmerein, and the good Lord protect us. Shin Lamas and Tzotten Kess. This is the original. Some of the other Mishnah Berurahs, as you go to the library, you have Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel. So, okay, so go on to the Beit Medrash, come here. But you have a Hagah on the bottom? India, let me see. Oh, it has it. This is the perfect one, nothing to it. Over here, yeah. Da'adah HaRotim, took out the word Bismanenu, I don't know why. Then the Rabbah of the Kofovim, took out the word Mazolot, and put in an asterisk. And the bottom says, the Medina's India. Sha'arayom ha'umos and of the Gagabu Mazot. I said, I'm not kidding you. This is the standard edition. Rav Moshe Feinstein is a child, so he doesn't understand the Chavetz Chaim. How can he write such a thing? The Chavetz Chaim lived in Russia. Didn't he know that the Jewish doctor wouldn't go and take care of the Goyish and patient Shabbat? They would be headed. Not the Jewish doctor himself, he had a 24-hour bodyguard. Well, they do a pogrom. Do you imagine the Goyish of a child will die, so the Jewish doctor doesn't come on Shabbos, it'll be a pogrom. It could bring many, many Jews into Takana. That's it. There's a famous, we call Takana's Bad Arba Rotis, which is not there for doctors to go and do Pikuach Nefesh for going on Shabbos. So, what do you mean? The Bad Arba Rotis were born. They have the ability to overrule the laws of the Torah? He says, no. And it's called about the different Chaim, the Santara, about the Chasam Sofa, they all talk this way. So how can it be? No, they were the ones who were Mishad, and the doctors, the Jewish doctors, are not going to go until they go off and have a supply of Israel. The Cossacks, the Poyers, they're coming to kill the Jews, believe. So therefore, they said, hey, you Jewish doctor, you must go. If you don't believe, take your own life into danger. Next question. You have the right to become a doctor. You have the right to go to medical school. But you know in advance, well, Now, until recently, until 15 years ago or so, if you went into medical school, it was Amunatim Mechal Shabbos Hagoy. There's no way out. Absolutely no way out. Why? Because you had to be an intern. An intern, you got to go and come out on Shabbos once in a while. And they had it, but they called you there, and they had, yeah, there was no alternative. So you become a doctor. So obviously the doctors who became doctors have passed, and then to become a doctor. How can it be? So tell me when you're on call, and they say, sign your name to this medicine, say the guy, you have no choice to do it. Master, I agree you have to do it. Because once that happens, if you don't do it, they'll kill you or kill the other Jews, holy well. Today, yeah, today. There. Yeah. And if they won't kill you, if they won't treat you, they'll do this to you. It's you can't imagine a riot. Imagine a doctor in Crown Heights, just imagine. That's right. There was an absolute show. There wasn't Shabbat, there was nothing. And look what happened. You have to be very careful, even today. You should especially today. Anyway, you were right there to become a doctor. You know in advance it's going to happen. But apparently they got a stock. But it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Well, you're matzah yourself to a matzah. We're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos to save Jewish lives. So, the Baal HaMor says, Mutter. So the Baal HaMor says, that's the reason why you can't go on a boat to the Mokka Mitzvah Mutter. Here's the Mitzvah of the Kamadak. Save many Jewish lives. So the Mitzvah of the Kamadak says, Mutter, put yourself into a matzah to be too up there. That's why I have to take a look at Or Chaim, Simon Reish Mem Tes. Or Chaim, Simon Reish Mem Tes. Shulchan Aruch writes in this. Mutter lahaflik b'sfina be'erach Shabbos im holoch azvar mitzvah. I am forced into the Chilul Shabbos. Well, you tell him he shouldn't go on Shabbos, even though he doesn't listen at the end, it's still going to be okay. Quote Aruch is the Kula. So very good. If you become a doctor the same way as you're going to go on a boat for a Dvar Mitzvah. Exactly the same thing. Not so simple. But the Mechaber quotes an analogous case from the Rivosh, Simon Reish from Kesiv Dal. Hayotze b'shayor b'midvah. We're going on a caravan in the desert. V'akol yodim shem tzvichim v'chal shabbat. Everyone knows that it's the Chilul Shabbat necessary. You can't say to the desert. So Shlosh Yavim called on Shabbat as Surah Mutter. The Rishon of Shani Shlishi, Mutter Lotus. The Chakach, Yerol, the Chakon of Yiftar, the Chal Shabbat, the Gorf Nefesh, Mutter. You ain't can't feel it because you were stuck. The Ola Eretz Yisrael and the Donald Shayor, the Bear of Shabbat came from Mitzvah, Yochel Limbrush. It's exactly the same thing. You put yourself into a mouth of the Gorf Nefesh, which is Mutter. But you must tell the caravan it must stop on Shabbos. But Mishnah Berurah says, "Be alocha." The pesik of the Yikuva. If you didn't tell him to stop on Shabbos, then the whole deal is over. If that's the case, the internship is a serious problem. If you could say at the time, "I don't want to work on Shabbos in my internship," even though you know later they're gonna force you into it. Nope, you're posek. But you don't do that today. They won't let you in if you do that. You'll say, I want to not work on Shabbos. I'm sorry, can't give you any guarantees. You want to swap, you don't object. That's it. For the Mishnah Berurah, be awesome to become an intern. Today, the new thing called Shomer Shabbos Internships, which I very strongly recommend. I know I've incurred the wrath of the Ivy League. Columbia Medical School bang here. What happened? I had two talmidim who classmates at Columbia Medical School, and after they finished their MD program, there was a discussion where they should go to for internship. The one I don't know got into Yale or Harvard, all the fancy schools they got into. It was a very bright student. I was going to yeshiva, I think, or one of those. So now they're becoming lawyers. So, where should you go for internship? Just go to, what are your choices? Columbia, Yale, Harvard, and Brookdale. Brookdale is, you know what I mean? It's slap pushes and stuff like that. Schwacke Hospital, But there they guarantee me Shabbat Shabbat. Guaranteed, in the contract, no Shabbat Shabbat. I've got a book there. They went to book the both of them. And the Columbia went crazy. Because it looked terrible for them on their record. They have a, you know, at the end, where did our graduates go? They went to Brooklyn. It doesn't say he got into Yale. It would say, where did he get into and where did he go? There'd be no problem. I'm a sugar. It doesn't say he got into Yale. But the outside world, oh, this is a Shiraka student. He only got into Brookdale. So it looks terrible for them. The very next year, the Thomas and Yeshiva went to interview Columbia, the medical school. The first question at the Yeshiva University, tell me, if you graduate our school, will you go to Brookdale to the Sabbath story, or are you going to go to a regular, normal internship? He said, I'm going to go to a regular, normal internship. Now, if you really meant it, he meant it. What they had to do, I don't know. But I told Tom, you'll have a law. You'll have a law. If no go to Kitabo, or if you can't keep Kitabo. They have no idea for this question. Probably today is in the Super. Probably. Probably going to be super frustrated. Probably. Those are all the right. Probably going to be super. If you're telling a guy he can't go into a Sabbath program later on, you want to provide him a different program.
That's the same thing with the unemployment of their
job. The job is what was concerned.
Are you going to be leaving early on
Friday?
Friday and all
that? Yes.
Can you work on you work on
tonight. I have to make a decision tomorrow. I think it was in Long Island, Jewish than we were. They were going to give him a programming session. Yes, I know what it was. It was not a contractual Shabbat Shabbos. It was a de facto Shabbat Shabbos. They said, we'll give you, we'll tell you, we'll help you, but you can't against our principle, we can't. It's all good. You can never go on Shabbos. But in principle, we have to go on Shabbos in that kind of circumstance. And then it's like, I was in our case. You didn't expect it to happen. It was unpredictable
first.
Right? It was unpredictable. It was posting, you know, more or less, you know, verbally. And then it did you in. The question, though, can you go on a regular internship when you're going to be, in effect, forced to do the challah shop? It's a tzad l'hokah. And you're glad you're not forced. You can swap. There's always a possibility to swap it. Big question. You swap with a challah shop. You swap it. Loyal, you're writing yourself. You swap with Jews, not challah shop. Yeah? That's right, of course. How left-handed, the whole story. Sure. One medical student I know who took a guy with him the whole time. He hired a guy to follow around the whole shop. They so go with him right, they go with him. They never accepted another Jew to show the shop for over 2 years. So that's all. And even if one coin will be when you won't be able to swap. So that's not, you didn't expect it to happen. It doesn't have to be that way. That's what I tell those people. Try the best to get out. But this is our sugya, mamash, matzah, atzah, mamash, shell, kiku up there. This is a shell. Yes, the neighbor, I think, has a little bit against the shell. I thought it was Muslim. I thought it was Muslim. It's an interesting thing. If neighbor writes, I think it's a Shemir Shah, would be right, that shouldn't swap, because never for Shabbos is mutter only for purpose of kavanah l'shem mitzvah. The Gemara in the Novel. If I do fill the Shabbos, hold on. But if I do the kuach nevesh and have the wrong kavanah in mind, so then it's going to be awesome. As far as Jewish patience, he writes something that the guy's doing it for money. I mean, two doctors charge money. But isn't there a nobler idea? They want to save lives? No, nothing. Come on. You get great. Oh, come on. How can it be so cruel, the whole medical profession? They want to make money, I know that, but they also have a mind to save lives. Come on. I'm a cop. I thought that he was the only problem, different problem. He's going to be called upon to save various patients. A goyish patient, when you save the goyish patient of child, what's your kavanah? Not to save the goyish life, but rather to save your own life, but to save the life of all the Jews. The average Bechal of Shabbos is not going to have that in mind. That's the problem. That's the problem. Think about it for a minute. The steer of the two balamoros. One in the Sefer Shabbat, one on the other. It's something really painful also. In one place, the balamoros says, you may not do the bris, even though it's for a mitzvah, because the mach aspal is balam for the two of nefesh. Come to the boat, this is Muslim. How do you resolve the boat versus the steer? So one way to resolve it is, vare versus sofek. Right? Vare versus sofek. But if that's the case, then the question will become, what about the internship? It depends. If it's Vare, it'll be off. If it's Sub, it'll be Muslim. If that's the answer, it's one to the bottom line. No? That's the question of time. The Ramban, Rabosai, Kriegs and both follow more. Both! The Ramban and Muhammad argue them both. When it comes to the boat, he said, if us, even if we walk a mitzvah, to go on a boat and do the lochus later on, not allowed to do it. You're putting yourself in a bad situation. When it comes to Bris Mila, it's Faker. There he says that it's mutter, what? It's mutter to do the bris, even though it's going to cause the Kuach Nevesh later. Why? What's the lesson of the Ramban? Aim the mitzvah el. was a cause, we call him Evanston Shiva Shabbos later on. When it comes to what, about the new, when it comes to the case of the boat, the Rambam, you may not go on the boat if you're going to be forced to do Kilo Shabbos later on. Even the Mother Mitzvah. I'm sorry. Brachos to greet you. So it's my Bracha. If you look carefully, you'll see the Mordechai is a different reason why it's Mordechai. Who can get the other reason? Famous expression comes out. Why should you put it for this ger to marry the woman who will be living with you as an ancient fish? What do you think? Yeah. Ger should have gayer, she cut on Shinola. You just want a new body, you go born again. A born again ger. Why? Born again. New person? There's another reason why it's not. The time is reason to be a Zakim to be a Behema. And the Mordechai says, no, that's a separate heifer. The heifer is what? The heifer is Gersh and his guys to know it all. The other says, like us, but where's the Mordechai? Now you've got it. Anyone bring an Ebenezer? Ask me your mind. The last page. Yes. How can you say that if he knew he's the Chal superimposed of Echel Levoa, it can't be Chal.